Mom is in Control, episode 84.
Welcome to Mom is in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
All right, welcome mamas back to the show. So we are on episode 84. Yes, 84 of the Mom is in Control podcast. So thank you for being here. As I continue to podcast, it's been about over a year. When I started this podcast, I was fucking terrified, to be honest with you. Oh, and we are explicit for a reason. So if you have little kiddos around you or you are offended by the F word, the S word, the LMNOP word, please unsubscribe and go find your tribe, because when we are in community together, that's where magic happens. So my community likes F-bombs. So thanks guys for being here. I'm Heather Chauvin. I may have already said that. Anyways, what I was going to say is when I started podcasting over a year ago, I was terrified. I absolutely didn't even think anyone was going to download. No one was going to listen. And as I pull back the layers of my old story, what I realize is I have some big worthiness crap. And I know that this is not new to anybody. No, I'm not saying about me, but new for anybody, right? We all have old stories. We all have old crap. And this shows up in your money. This shows up in your parenting. This shows up in your marriage. This shows up in every aspect of your being, your business, your work, your sense of purpose. I see so many people hiding behind their parenting because they're just like, I don't know what my purpose is. And it's not that you have to be more or do more. You just have to be happy. You have to go after your desires, because the world needs, you know, the women who want to stay home, and the world needs the women that want to run businesses, and the world needs women who want to do art, and the world needs women who want to be dog groomers, and the world needs women who love to paint things, and the world needs women who, you know, helps other women make money. And the world needs women who do hair, and the world needs women who do everything. So understand that what you desire matters. So if you want to become an Olympian, do that. If you want to join the circus, figure out a way. If you want to be a kick-ass stay-at-home mom, and other women look at you and say, I don't know how you do it, you know, keeping your sanity and understanding your kids, and you can legit do it effectively, then teach others how to do that. So the biggest question that I receive from a lot of women is, how do you do it all? And some days I go, I don't know. And other days I go, not very well. And some days I go, I don't know. I do it like this. And what I'm finding is that I do some things differently, and some things come very natural to me, and some things I've been taught. I would say 90% of my success is based on things that I've been taught. What I mean by this is, this does not always come naturally to me. I didn't learn how to podcast. I took a course on podcasting. I love speaking. I actually find that speaking, coaching, podcasting, these are my go-to. I would rather do this than write. Writing is not my forte. So I have to find ways to not manipulate, but ways to find my strength, my learning, and figure that out in and put that into my business. So if I'm going to write a book, most likely I will have to verbalize it, get it transcribed, and then edit from there. And guys, it's not that one is better than the other. It's understanding yourself and who you truly are. Example, my intention of this podcast was to be about something completely different. And then I started talking and I was like, nope, I guess I'm not talking about that topic anymore. So I guess what I'm going to talk about in this topic is evolution and change and how that happens in our being. And what this brought up for me was the weather. So we're going into spring now. And I'll give you an example. My husband and I, my family, we've been at this home. This is our second summer here. And this is, well, I don't like the concept dream home. But when we moved into this house, we actually decided to move after I was sick, after I had cancer, and after I was done treatment and everything was good. You know, we were really playing small, and where we were living, it was like, oh, someday we'll move. And I looked at my husband and I said, well, someday might not come, so let's make shit happen. And so we manifested this home, and it's our forever home. It's not humongous. It's cozy. It has so much potential. You know, it's got the bare bones of everything we need. And there's just so much growth opportunity here. And so the backyard was a disaster when we moved in. It has a pool. I've never owned a pool before. Used to have one. My dad had one when I was younger, and I would always, it just seemed magical how he would clean it and stuff. So when we had this pool, I was like, shit, man, this is like a big money pit. It's like a big hole in the ground where you put water and chemicals in it. And then you baby this water all summer long so that your kids can just go in the pool and piss in it. And then, you know, you have all this extra laundry of towels to do. And I'm like, why does this actually seem fun when you're an adult? So the point is, I wanted to create ease and joy and contentment in my home. And in the backyard last year, we busted our ass. We literally busted our ass because I actually get joy from doing the hard work. I love gardening. I love moving things around. I love taking old things and making them look good. No wonder why I'm in coaching, right? Or why I rescue, like we have a rescued greyhound. I like to take things and fix them. So instead of trying to do this to people now and being a coach, right? I can teach people how to make things beautiful. So some of it is delegating a little bit, but other times is managing and really understanding, you know, because I'm an all or nothing person, but managing that in myself and going, okay, every year we're going to do something different. So last year it was, let's just get rid of all the gunk, right? Let's get rid of the extra dirt. Let's make the pool clean. We don't need to have a brand new pool and a brand new liner and a brand new everything in all in one year. Even if we can afford it, we don't need to do it all at once. We can enjoy life at the same time. So my rant for today, my love note, is the evolution of persistence and momentum. It's magical. Last year when we were cleaning up our house, I kept hanging on to this thought of, you know, beauty takes time. Beauty takes time. Beauty takes time. And we did what we needed to do and, you know, pushed ourselves a little bit further and then experienced the contrast from the universe of like not enjoying our weekends or pushing too far or spending a little too much. And then this year it's like, what's our goal? What's our plan? What's our budget? So even if you can afford something, still have a budget, because then we go to extremes, right? So this year or this weekend, we planted a little bit of grass. We put some sod down, planted some veggies, and then, you know, looked at it and appreciated it. And we were content with it. And my inner go-getter is like, oh, I want to build this gazebo. I want to do this. I want to paint this fence. I want to do this. I want to do this and this and this and this. And I stop that energy, that surge. And I just ask myself, Heather, just be present. So it's a practice, guys. And I force myself, look at the work that you've done. Look at what you've created. Look at these vegetables growing. Look at this grass. Water the grass. Pay attention to your pool. Cut your grass. Maintain what you already have. And then when you're ready to take a bigger leap, start adding it slowly. Add another pot of flowers. Maybe paint one side of the fence. Ask for help. So I have no idea what the title or the point of this podcast is, and maybe it's just be. Let yourself go. Let yourself rant. Let yourself trust whatever comes out of your mouth to be exactly what your people need to hear. So that's my message for you, maybe I should edit that out, but I won't, because that's the point of this podcast, that I cannot speak. My point is, trust yourself. Know that everyone has impulses to do more, to be more, to have more. Just breathe. Sit with that. And lead from your heart. Thank you for listening, Mama. Have a fabulous, fabulous day.
Thank you for listening to Mama's in Control. If you like this episode, please leave us a kind review on iTunes. For the full show notes from today's episode, hop on over to mamasincontrol.com.